some bubble screens, some tunnel screens. They want to get him the ball out in space, and we have to just stay on him. Don't let him behind us when we're covering in our with our corner, and we'll have help over the top for most plays. But we have to rally to the football. If the first person can't get him down, we need 2 and 3 guys on him. And just limit the outside runs. Really flow into the football is going to be huge. Getting all 11 defenders there.
Okay, TJ, how about going against their defense? What do you know about going against their defense and how your offense might match up with that?
Yeah, we match up pretty good. They have some big kids. They like to sometimes even put 7 guys on the line of scrimmage. We just have to get a man on a hat on a defender. And they will give up the big play. Just they're trying to outnumber you at the point of attack. And that works sometimes, but we have a plan for that. And hopefully we can execute it. And going forward, hopefully we can do that the rest of the year.
All right, TJ, final thoughts? Any other keys or things we got to do to get a W on the board?
Play with some fire. Last week, we got down early, and it just kind of deflated us. No matter what happens early, we have to play with the same fire that we have in our wins. Medford, we came out, good things happened, and we kept that momentum. We have to weather the storm if we do make some mistakes early. Keep running the ball. Time of possession is going to be huge. The longer we have the ball, the better chance we have to win. We're going to run the football and just chip away at it and hopefully put up some early scores to get the W.
All right. There you go. TJ Schmidtke, USC head coach on the pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Well, you've heard the pregame. The coaches were just about ready to go on the turf here from Janesville tonight as United South Central trying to get back to an even 500 record with a win here tonight, 2-3.
And JWP hoping to keep their win streak going after they finally picked up their first win last week and are 1-4 on the season. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Pretty good matchup. And Bob Hansen along with us again here tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Always fun to do a game in Janesville at this fantastic facility. I love the turf fields. You can see everything so good.
Yeah,
you know?
It's beautiful.
So what do you think about tonight's contest here, Bob?
Well, I think you heard Coach Schmidtke talk on the pregame that he wasn't happy with the amount of enthusiasm and fire that his team came out to play, and I look for a change in that tonight. I think they're going to come out and play pretty well here. They want to get that bad taste out of their mouth from Waterville, Legion, Morristown. JWP, they're coming off their first win of the year. They put up 53 points, and I'm sure they're going to try to build on that momentum and try to get the ball to Johnson, that wide receiver, Landon Johnson. He had a big game last week, 3 touchdowns, and they like to throw the ball to him. So I think it's going to be who can control the line of scrimmage on the offensive and defensive lines, and that's the team that's going to win tonight.
Well, we'll see how that goes here. Starting lineups being introduced on the field, and we should be ready to go with the start of this game momentarily here. Blue Earth area, their homecoming going on tonight back in Blue Earth, and of course they're hosting Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, and that's no pushover for the Bucks tonight either. Lake Crystal beat Maple River last week, and so they're all kind of tough ones going on here for the Bucks this year for sure. And so we'll check some scores for you from around the area coming up here at halftime. Bob, we're down to the last 3 games of the season already. I tell you, it goes by fast, doesn't
it? It goes by in a hurry, and you know, it's been exciting football, and there's some good teams in the area that we've had a chance to see this year. And you know, Waterville, I think last week we saw, was a pretty solid team.
All right, we're about ready to get going here in just a little bit. The kickoff coming up, and the kickoff be brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. USC will be receiving the opening kickoff. And let's see who we got deep here for. I think I got the wrong kickoff guys on my chart here that I updated. So, whoop, they lined up on the wrong end,
yeah,
there, didn't they? That's the first step. Yep. We got to get on the right end
of
the field.
Get everybody on the same end, yeah.
Yep. So, it'll be the
number
Rebels receiving.
Kicking off.
Yeah, kickoff guy for, he does all of their kicking, punting, PAT. That's Ethan Bourne. That'll kick it off for Janesville. Waldorf Pemberton, Dylan Bonsack is deep for the Rebels, along with number 21. That's Gavin Grunsky, the two deep guys for USC, as they'll start on offense. Barring any disaster on the kickoff, here we go. Ethan Bourne ready to boot it down the field, and it's a good kick by Bourne, driving Bonsack back to the 6-yard line. Starts up the middle across the 15, flag on the play across the 25, and up to about the 27, but this one's going to come back a ways here because we've got some kind of a blocking infraction on the Rebels on the return, it looks like.
Aiden Ryder on the tackle, but yeah, there was a clip, and that's going to come back, so
Rebels going to start deep here then. Well, there's no secrets here. The Rebels are going to try to pound the ball down the field, yep, on the ground and use up as much time as they can. I think what TJ's looking for tonight especially is to try to get some scoring early. They've been playing catch-up ball. Last week was kind of a disaster the way that one started.
Yes, it was, and they want to run the ball. They want to run the ball, and you get down 14, 15 points. That's a big hill to come back, and he wants to try to avoid that.
All right, the clip puts it back to the 8-yard line, so that's where the Rebels will start, a long ways to go, 92 yards to try to score for the Rebels on their opening drive. Colt Bullerman, 6'1", 164-pound junior under center. First play is a pitch to the left side and maybe a couple yards, and that's going to be about it for USC on that run. That might have been Bonsack. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was Bonsack. Yep.
Bonsack will be in the backfield, 5'7", 154-pound senior. Byron Getchell back there, 5'9", 185 senior. Gavin Bird will get some carries, 5'6", 162-pound junior. And a little different line for them tonight. Nathan Mutchler, I believe, has moved into the right tackle spot. You can double-check that, Bob, and see what's going on there. But Wyatt Houck, the center.
Yep.
Ezra Edwards and Jake Cassens always play on the same side, and they'll shift those guys back and forth a little bit. Here's a run to the right side this time, and out to around the 15-yard line on the carry, and about 3 yards short of the first down was Bonsack again, or was that Getchell?
Getchell
that
think.
Time.
Yep.
To the 15-yard line, third down and 3 for the Rebels there.
Morshing on the stop for the Bulldogs. That was good gang tackling there, though. They followed the ball pretty well there, and it's third and about four, I guess.
So Ezra Edwards and Jake Cassens, who will line up.
Now, they're split tonight.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually
they line up together,
yep.
So. That's a
now they
different.
Did. This is the first time I've seen.
All right. That's a lot of moving company,
yep.
There. 310 Ezra, 300 Jake Cassens, and now they go right side. And that's going to be a first down across the 20. Getchell on the carry for the Rebels. To the 25-yard line again, or to the 20-yard line, a gain of 5 there. First and 10 Rebels. A first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and the livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago.
Jackson Miller on the stop for the Bulldogs, but it was enough for a first down, and TJ's got to be happy with that. They're getting their running game going. Now, Cassums is on the left side, Randy, and Ezra Edwards is on this right side.
First and 10 at the 20-yard line. And another carry on off of right tackle there for about 6 yards to the 26-yard line. That was, who was that, Getchell again?
Or who? I think it was Getchell, yes.
Second down and 4 at the 26. Jacob Gunzenhauser up there on the line as well, 5'11", 240 junior for the Rebels.
Mutchler and Edwards are on the right side tonight. Cassum's
okay.
On the left side.
So Nathan Mutchler, who has been playing tight end, now in at a tackle, 6'4", 227 senior. Straight ahead run this time. Gavin Bird on the carry, the junior for the Rebels, and that is another Rebel first down. And they're moving it, Bob.
Yes, they are. Good running, good blocking up front. And I don't know, maybe that's, you know, with Mutchler on that right side with Edwards, that's maybe going to be the new lineup. And Cassums is on the left side.
First and 10 at the 31-yard line. A 5-yard gain on that run by Gavin Bird. So
Cassums out of guard.
All right.
And Gunzenhauser at the left tackle.
And here's a pitch right side. Getchell is shut off trying to get around the right side. He kind of cut it back to the middle, and he's going to be stopped for a short 1 yard gain on that play. And a second down and 9 now at the 32-yard line for USC. Nice night for football. It's coolish like it should be for football. We've had some hot games this year. First or second and 9 now at the 32-yard line. And the pitch goes left side on Bonsack. The carry. Bonsack's going to get the corner. Now flags coming in from all over the place as he goes across the 40, close to the first down at the 41. But let's check the flags.
Holding.
And it's going to be a
USC.
Hold call.
And that's the thing TJ talked on the post or pregame, that They got to stop those penalties when they have good runs. He said that killed us last week.
So that kills a good run there by Bonsack that probably would have been enough for another Rebel first down. Penalty brings it back to the 26. And it will be second down. They need to get to the 41 for a first down. So second and 15 for the Rebels at their own 26. 7:23 to go, first half. Rebels keeping it on the ground. Clock moving here in the first quarter. No score. It's the first drive of the game. Bullerman going to throw for the first time. Completes it to Bonsack in the flat right side. Bonsack has room to run across the 40 to the 45 and finally brought down near the 48-yard line. That is a Rebel first down.
Morshing on the tackle, but nice play selection that time. Nice pass out to the flat, and Bonsack made a nice run after the catch.
Beautiful work there. That was a 21-yard gain for a Rebel first down out to their 47-yard line. Defensively up front for the Bulldogs, Jackson Miller, Luke Cahill on the ends, Preston Myhawk, and Max Davis in the middle. Lucas Morshing and Ethan Bourne are the outside linebackers. Peyton O'Brien in the middle, and a run straight ahead for the Rebels, and it moves the pile pretty good again on another run by Gavin Bird.
Kassams and Mutchler just leading the way there for a nice gain.
Isaac Galen.
Morshing on the tackle.
Isaiah Burnt and the safeties Caleb Quast and Chase Gertz. And that to the 45 of JWP is a 8-yard gain, second and two for USC there. Nice drive going, started on their own 8-yard line, and they just keep plowing forward. All runs except for the screen pass to the right side, or the pass in the flat right side is the only pass they've done, and another run right side, and Getchell is going to get another first down for the Rebels.
Gertz on the stop for the Bulldogs.
To the 41-yard line, a 4-yard gain there. That's enough for another Rebel first down. And it's first and 10 USC now at the JWP 41-yard line.
Nice drive.
Very nice.
The Rebels
using up a bunch of the clock here in the first quarter on this drive, too. And here's the handoff, left side. And another nice surge forward by that offensive line. Gavin Bird, or was that Bonsack?
Bonsack
got in the carry that time. No, I think it was Gavin Bird, 33, right?
Number eight on the tackles, Turbeast.
To the 35-yard line, a 6-yard gain there. Second and four now for USC. Boy, they're really moving them on the line there, aren't they?
Yeah, this, you know, this change in the lineup here is seems to be working pretty well.
It does. Wyatt Hauk, about the only guy that doesn't move around, the center, 5'7", 219-pound junior for USC. Here's Bonsack on a carry left side on second and four, and he picks up at least half of it, and a third down coming up for the Rebels. To the 32, he gained three, about third and one now for the Rebels there.
Turbeast on the tackle for the Bulldogs. He's playing a nice game here so far.
Third down and a yard to go from the JWP 32 now for USC. And here they go straight ahead again. Gavin Bird on the carry left side, and a big surge again. Wow, they're really getting some nice holes on that straight up the middle running here, and that's another first down to the 25.
Yeah, good hard running by the Rebels here, and, you know, they're pulling a little bit here, and Mutchler has been doing a great job out there blocking.
JWP's got no answer to stop this so far. Bird on a 7-yard run there, first and 10 at the 25. Getchell this time, right side, bounces it outside, trying to get to the corner and is pushed out of bounds but he gets inside the 10-yard line, and it's going to be first and goal Rebels there.
Barrett on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Nice open field tackle.
To the 8-yard line, first and goal for USC at the 8. What a drive. Started on their own 8-yard line. If they complete this, it's going to be a 92-yard drive for USC. And so far, JWP has not been able to stop the running attack. They mixed in one little pass in the flat nicely for a 21-yard gain. And now first and goal, and flags fly. We've got a false start here on USC. So that's going to bring it 5 yards back. First and goal back at the 13-yard line now. First and goal, 13-yard line. They've used up most of the first quarter on this drive here, too, Bob. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
JWP's putting in a lot of extra players, too. They're giving people rest, and they're still unable to stop them.
All right, so the 5-yard penalty, first and goal now at the 13-yard line. And here's a handoff left side. Bonsack, nice run there. That's going to be down close to the 5. Another flag coming in, this one from the back judge. And so this, we'll see, could be on JWP. We'll check it.
Quast on the tackle for JWP.
And so let's see what the call is here.
Face mask
on JWP.
That's going to bring them right down there in about 2-yard line.
Half the distance, maybe. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. So it'll go to about the 3. It was on the 6. So it will be, and that's an automatic first, I think, too, isn't it?
Yes. First and goal.
First and goal at the 3-yard line now for USC. Down to 2:19 to go here in the first quarter. The Rebels putting together a massive drive on the opening possession of the game that's used up most of the first quarter. Here's a handoff, and Getchell. It's a touchdown. Getchell off the right side takes it in from 3 yards out. And the Rebels are on the board with a touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Good blocking on that right side.
92-yard drive.
Getchell following Edwards and Mutchler into the end zone, and they're going for 2.
All right, so the Rebels will try to punch in a 2-point conversion here, and why not, the way they've been gobbling up chunks on the run. But this time, they are not going to get the extra point, though, as they're stuffed at the line of scrimmage on the handoff off the right side. So with 2:08 left to go in the first quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 6-0, USC leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Back in a moment.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
What a drive there to open the game for USC. 15 plays, 92 yards. And they used, let's see, 9 minutes and 52 seconds of the first quarter.
TJ has to be very happy with that.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yep.
2-point conversion was the only thing that didn't work right for the Rebels there. As that fails, it's 6-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard as the Rebels ready to kick it off now. Caleb Whiteside will kick deep to Chase Gertz and Isaac Galen. To the near side it comes, to the 10-yard line. Kind of a line drive kick is returned by Isaac Galen, and he is met just across the 20 and pushed backwards, and now a flag at the end of that play.
Gavin Bird down on the stop for USC, but I think there's going to be extracurricular activities going on down there, and that's going to cost the Rebels.
Yeah, they got a little excited there, didn't they? So Rebels go on defense now. And we'll get a look at Dalton Bauer, the junior quarterback for JWP, 5'10", 155-pound junior. Isaac Galen and Lucas Morshing in the backfield. Landon Johnson, Caleb Quast. The wideouts with Ethan Bourne at the tight end spot. The officials talking this over, Bob, so we still don't know for sure what the call is here.
Well, I think it's going to be unsportsmanlike, but I don't know what actually happened there. There were three or four guys involved.
Now, who's actually the center here? Because
52. Oh, for USC? Yeah. Or?
No, for... I'm seeing 76 in there, but that can't be right, can it?
He's a defensive lineman, offensive lineman, I think. That's...
Because we thought...
Knee guard.
See, Max Davis and his... They had a number, and he was 63 in the roster. Then he was 92, but I don't see... We see 76 in there right now, I think, is their center. I don't know. Is that Davis?
Well, I haven't seen the white hat signal what the infraction was yet.
Well, it was a big one, a 15-yarder against USC. It must have been an unsportsmanlike at the end of the play there, don't you think?
I think that's what it was.
So out to the 37 for JWP for their first possession with 2:02 left to go here. In the first quarter, Rebels score first on a 92-yard drive. It's 6-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And we're still waiting for them to put the ball in play here. I'm just wondering if Max Davis is wearing 76 now for whatever reason. 5'11", 275. Does that kid look about like that?
Yeah.
In motion goes Caleb Quast from the left slot, and they'll try it on the ground to start this possession, their first of the game for JWP, and picking
Bittune.
Up a couple on the play.
Bittune on the stop for the Rebels.
And I believe that was Galen on the carry, so second down and about 8 to go from the 39-yard line for JWP. Davis up front, Peyton O'Brien the left guard, Jackson Miller, right guard. Preston Myhawk is the left tackle, and Luke Cahill, the right tackle. Second down, 8 yards to go from the 39. Shotgun Dalton Bauer, the quarterback. He'll hand it off. Right side, nice run. Lucas Morshing, the senior, 160-pounder, 5'9", close to the first down, about a yard short.
Getchell on the stop for USC.
Did you check on that at all?
Yeah, he said he thought that was Max Davis,
okay.
Number 76.
Yeah, so he's wearing 76 now. We've had three different numbers for him, so. he looks the part, 5'11", 275 senior, so I think that is actually who that is. So here's a third and one for JWP now at the 46. Bauer. Pitch right side. Morshing trying to get outside, and he got just a last-minute dive forward there, which I think will be enough for the first down.
Yes.
Yep. And so JWP picks up a first down to the 48-yard line. Picked up a couple there, needed about one. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10, Bulldogs at their own 48, down to 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Bauer in the shotgun. Now, takes a longer count here. They're going to let the clock run out here in the quarter. That's what they're going to do. So we've made it through one quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. At the end of the first quarter, United South Central leading Janesville Waldorf Pemberton 6-0. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Janesville, we head to quarter number two. First quarter goes by quickly, as it would on all run plays pretty much on that long 15-play, 92-yard drive the Rebels opened the game with. And so, first and 10 for JWP. And Lucas, wait a minute, on the carry for a yard. That was Chase Gertz, I think, in there. He'll rotate in at the running back, 5'10", 165-pound junior.
Gonzalez on the stop for the Rebels.
1 yard gain there, second down and 9 for JWP now at their own 49-yard line.
Watch this matchup with Jesus and Johnson. He's trying to single cover him.
Landon Johnson, the 6'2", 180-pound senior, pretty good receiver. And back to throw. Bauer rolling in that direction. Now back, looks back across the middle. Now he has to throw it away as he's pressured out of bounds, and it will be an incomplete pass.
Good coverage that time by DeJesus for the Rebels.
And it'll bring up a third down and 9 for the Bulldogs at their own 49. Third and 9 for JWP.
Barnett comes into the ball game for the Rebels.
So the Rebels, Grunsky and Mutchler up front along with Wyatt Hout. Jake Cassin's in the middle. And here's a second and our third and 9. Going deep down the near side and incomplete. Good coverage there by DeJesus on that matchup you were talking about, Landon Johnson.
And they're trying to cover him just man-to-man, and
we'll see how that works.
He's supposed to be a speedster and a good receiver.
Worked okay that time. It's going to force a punt here as Ethan Bourne is on to kick it away for the Bulldogs.
Bonsack going deep.
And so Bourne will kick it away from around his 37-yard line. Snaps a good one, and the kick relatively low. It's going to land well in front of Bonsack and roll inside the 10 to around the 7-yard line. So,
just in the same position they wanted to be in, right?
Well,
last time they did a nice job.
Yeah, they're challenging themselves for another long drive, I guess. The first opening drive of the game was a 15-play, 92-yard drive by USC. And if they're going to score again, they'll need a drive just like that. On the 7, first and 10 there for USC. Well, this will be a 93-yard drive.
Okay.
They can complete this one, Bob. Add a yard on each time here. So here go the Rebels to work on the ground again. And they run it off left tackle for about 3. That's Gavin Bird on, or no, Bonsack on the carry that time.
Washing on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Gain of 3, second and 7 at the 10-yard line. So we'll see if the Bulldogs made some adjustments here, because they had no answer. Rebels were getting it in chunks of 4, 5, 6 yards a carry on that first possession.
If anybody breaks through, they're going to have a lot of green area to run, because they're all packed in that box.
Yeah, there's not much going on. One guy back is about it. The rest of them are all in there. And seems to be kind of working here as they're slowing them down for shorter gains here. Run right side that time. And only
Davis on the tackle for the Bulldogs, but he's coming out.
Couple more on the carry. A third and five now at about the 12-yard line for USC. 9:49 to go in the first half. 6-0. Rebels lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard.
Davis hurt his shoulder or what, but he came right to the bench.
Okay. Well, he's their center, of course, so.
And also defensive lineman, nose guard, I think.
Yep.
Right in the middle of the.
Yeah, one of the tackles in the middle, but now we have a timeout called. So we'll take a break here. 9:30 to go first half. Rebels leading the JWP Bulldogs 6-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Back here in Janesville, Rebels with a third and five at their own 12-yard line. They lead 6-0. Open the game with a 92-yard drive for a touchdown. Missed the two-point conversion. And so we'll see if they can pick up five here to try to keep this drive going. So here we go. Third and five, and a pass to the left side. It's caught, but was he in bounds?
They said yes.
They are going to call that a catch.
To Getchell.
Getchell. That was a good over-the-shoulder, tough catch there by
yes.
Getchell. On the throw by Colt Bullerman, but it's good enough for a Rebel first down out to the 22-yard line, a gain of 10.
Walker on the stop for the Bulldogs.
So it'll be a first and 10 Rebels now at their own 22-yard line, converting on a third and five to keep their second possession of the night going here. Their first possession was a long one. This one would be even longer should they keep it going. Under center, here we go. It's Colt Bullerman, and he pitches it left side. They'll try to get on the edge here to Dylan Bonsack, and he's knocked down near the 26-yard line or so.
Miller, first guy there to bring him down for the Bulldogs.
Actually back at the 24, so that's just a 2-yard gain. Second and 8 Rebels at their own 24-yard line. Well, if this keeps up, if the Rebels keep these long possessions, this be a speedy little game here, because that first quarter went by in a hurry. And they're trying to grind out another drive here. Second and 8 Rebels now at their own 24. And the handoff goes
Fumble.
Off. Left tackle. Ball comes loose, and it's recovered by the Bulldogs. Yeah. That was Morshing, I think. Was it 42
right.
that fell on it?
Very similar to the play last week where the ball bounced down, only Waterville Elysian Morristown scooped it up and took it in for a score.
Right. So a fumble by USC. Was that a... Who was on the carry there? Was that Bonsack?
Bonsack, I believe, yes.
So recovered at the 30. A turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717.
Nice play Morshing by Kassam.
On the carry, and he goes nowhere on that one.
Nice tackle by Cassens.
So Jake Cassens, the big 300-pound defensive lineman, in on the stop there. That was about a yard loss. Second and 11, we'll call it, from the 29 for JWP, or from the 31, I should say, of USC.
Johnson split out wide left.
And Quast in the slot over there with him on the shotgun to Dalton Bauer. Pass to the flat, left side. Quast catches it. Johnson blocking ahead of him, but he's tripped up inside the 25. Decent gain to Bonzak. The 24.
Bonzak on the stop for USC.
23 is where they spotted a gain of 8. Third down and 3 now for JWP. From the USC 23-yard line, the Bulldogs trying to answer. They got a little help on the fumble by USC, trying to convert that turnover. And at least tie it up here, maybe take the lead with an extra point. Here's Bauer from the shotgun, looking to throw again. Pump fake left, flag on the play. And Bauer will take off and run with it and is tackled at the 20-yard line. That would be close to a first down, but let's see here. We've got a penalty on the play, and it's going to be on JWP, I'm pretty sure here.
Cardoza on the stop for USC.
And here comes the call. It is a holding call on JWP, so that one will come back.
Well, I've been impressed with the coverage of DeJesus. He's sticking on Johnson like glue.
10-yard penalty, 3rd and 13 now for the Bulldogs from the USC 33. 3rd down, 13. Rebels looking to put an end to this drive here and preserve their 6-0 lead. Back to throw. Bauer from the shotgun, flushed out of the pocket, rolling right, throws. It's caught at the 30. And that's Caleb Quast on the catch, but he is stopped well short of the first down, bringing up a fourth down for the Bulldogs.
Isaiah Gonzalez on the open field tackle for USC.
Got to the 28-yard line. So a gain of 5.
Good pressure put on that time by the interior line there of the Rebels.
4th and 8 now for JWP. We'll see if the Rebels can put an end to this drive. Quast in motion from the left side. Lines up.
Timeout.
Nailed it. Before the snap, JWP wants a timeout. So we'll do the same. 6:04 left to go here in the first half. And it is a 6-0 lead, USC over Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Back here in Janesville, 6:04 to go first half. United South Central with a 6-0 lead, trying to end JWP's drive after they coughed one up at their own 30, setting up the Bulldogs for a short field here, but now they're facing a 4th and 8 at the Rebel 28-yard line. So here's Bauer from the shotgun as they'll try to keep the drive alive here. Bauer, snap, straight drop, looking left side, fires, kind of a seam route there on a slant across the middle, is incomplete, intended for Landon Johnson there. But
Mattoon with great pressure put on that time, and he hit him just as he threw the ball.
So that helped the cause there as Bauer couldn't get an accurate throw off with the pressure there. And the Rebels take over on downs, 1st and 10 at their own 28-yard line. So they'll go back to work on offense. Try to add to their 6-0 lead over JWP here on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. And Rebels marched right down the field on that opening possession. They were moving it again, but then fumbled. And now here we go on 1st and 10, and penalties are starting to mount up and slow them down a little bit now. That was a good run by Bonsack left side. picked up about seven, Bob, and it's going to come back.
Weiss on the stop for the Bulldogs.
And so penalty is a holding call on USC, I think. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
holding call. So, first and 20. Back at the 18-yard line now for the Rebels. We've noticed a couple more penalties creeping in after that first drive, Bob. That's kind of slowed them up a little
bit. Yeah, it has. But there's a lot of guys in that box area.
Yeah, there is. They don't even
playing like a.
They have like one defensive back. It's like 10 guys in the box almost, isn't
yep.
it? First and 20 at the 18-yard line. Rebels stay on the ground and won't get much on that carry by Getchell. And they even get anything.
Washing
here.
On the.
Maybe a half a yard. That's about it. We'll still say second and 20 around the 18-yard line. So Rebels trying to dig out of a bit of a hole after a holding call puts this drive on the uphill
They're
side of things.
Them out a little bit here now.
Now it looks like a pass here for USC. Back to throw. Bowlerman throws it out right side. Incomplete. Diving try over there by Bonsack, but he couldn't come up with it as the throw was off the mark. And a third and 20 now for USC.
Good coverage by Barrett on the play.
They're down 20 to go from their own 18. 5 minutes left to go in the first half after that incomplete pass there by Colt Bullerman trying to get it to Bonsack. Well, going to be tough to convert the first down here. We'll see. Third and 20. They spread them out. Two split wide to the right, one to the left. Bullerman back to throw. Screen over the middle, and it's caught. And a good run after the catch on the screen there, but short of the first down. Gavin Bird made the catch. And he is
Walker
stopped.
On the stop.
Stopped at the 31, Bob. Well short of the first down. They needed to get to the 38 for the first down. So punting situation for the Rebels. Yeah, we would expect... Who's it going to be? Bullerman to kick it?
Looks like it.
Brandon Olson sometimes kicks too. And the deep guy will be Chase Gertz for the Bulldogs. Bullerman kicks it away from him. That one had a spin on it and it comes backwards. Not a particularly good punt there. It's going to didn't roll forward at all, Bob. And
good field position for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, pretty good. They'll have it first and 10. At their own 47 or so, it looks like. 48 is where they put it down. Well, got ourselves a little bit of a defensive battle going after that opening drive.
Yeah.
The only score, a 92-yard drive on the first possession of the game by USC. 6-0, Rebels lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. First and 10, JWP. They'd like to get something going before halftime. Handoff on a sweep around the right side. Morshing, Lucas Morshing on the carry to about the 49. He didn't get much.
Cassens on the stop for the Rebels.
About a yard is it. Second down and 9 at the 49-yard line. And the clock... definitely becoming a factor here, down to 3:48 left to go in the first half. And the Bulldogs don't seem to be feeling too urgent about this here as they take plenty of time in the huddle. Second down and 9 on the 49. Bauer has Quast in motion again, flag on the play. And a pass caught by Caleb Quast out in the flat left side, upended at the 47, but a flag on the play, as we mentioned, and this will be on JWP again, it looks like.
Good tackle by Bonzak.
Yeah, let us see what this call is all about. We've had a little flurry of penalties here in this second quarter. So it is on JWP.
And they're marching deep.
Looks like a, is that a holding call then?
I think so.
Well, illegal shift. Okay. Well, Quast was in motion there, and I think maybe somebody started moving before he stopped his motion. So it's back to the 44-yard line. And it'll be second down, about 14 to go.
Fumble!
From there, and a fumble in the backfield. Did the Rebels get it?
Yes.
I believe they did, yes. Did you see who came up with it under the pile?
Number 10, I believe, for Crawford.
Okay.
Avery Crawford,
if he was in there at a safety, came up. But that's a great break for USC. They'll try to maybe capitalize and punch in a score here before the end of the first half. Another turnover there brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. So the fumble gives it back to USC. First and 10 at the Bulldog 35-yard line. And right under center goes Bullerman as they go to work. They'll keep it. Nope, they fake the pitch.
Oh,
and a sack coming here as Bullerman wrestled down back at the 44-yard line. And the first sack of the game brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors of Blue Earth.
Luke Cahill on the sack for the Bulldogs.
Back to the 43, an 8-yard loss. Second and 18 for the Rebels now at the Bulldog 43. Down to 2:15 left to go till halftime. Bullerman under center. And they'll pitch it this time. Left side, Bonsack's got room around the edge, and he gets a good gain down to near the 30, about a 13-yard gain on the play. And they got a good chunk of the 18 yards back on that one.
Collin on the stop for the Bulldogs.
14-yard gain, third and four now for USC at the Bulldog 29. Nice 14-yard run there by Bonsack as he got around the left edge. And Bullerman now. Oop, flags all over the place again. Too much movement going on. False start on the Rebels again. So instead of third and four, third and nine now. Back to the 34-yard line. And a minute and a half left to go here in the second quarter. Low-scoring battle here in this first half on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. USC up on JWP 6-0. And we'll check some other scores coming up here at the half. We'll have our Minnesota Prep Sports update for you at halftime as well. Third and nine now for the Rebels. Four down territory, though. Oh, a pitch to Getchell, and he throws it. Bonsack open at the 20, 15, 10, and he races into the end zone for the touchdown as he beats him to the corner. And a little halfback pass trickery there, Bob, for the touchdown.
Nice call by Coach Schmidtke, and he walked into the end zone there.
He had room. Everybody came up when they saw the pitch to Getchell, and he throws it for the touchdown. Three plays, 35 yards. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models. And they do offer that nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Rebels will go for two again here, I'm sure. 35-yard, three-play drive, and now a timeout. Rebels want to talk it over before they try the two-point conversion here. Three plays, 35 yards. And it was a 34-yard touchdown pass.
Getchell.
By Getchell to Bonsack for the touchdown. And the two-point conversion is pending here. We have two games for you next week, high school football. We have a Thursday nighter next week. We're going to be back with the Rebels here on Thursday night as USC travels to St. Clair Loyola for a 7 o'clock matchup. And then Friday night, Blue Earth area at Le Sueur Henderson in football next week. So Bob and I doing a little traveling next Thursday and Friday for a couple of high school games.
Should be some good games.
So here we go. Rebels now going to try that two-point conversion after the timeout. And in motion goes Gonzalez. They're going to throw for it over the middle, and it's incomplete. Oh, he had his man open there, too, but the pass was behind him. Getchell was open over the middle there, Bob, but incomplete on the two-point conversion. 1:22 left to go in the first half. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC up on JWP, 12-0. Back in a moment.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Janesville, Caleb Whiteside getting ready to kick it off for USC after that three-play 35-yard drive. Getchell on the halfback pass to Bonsack for the touchdown, the two-point conversion no good. And the kickoff coming, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. Go to stageonesound.com for more information. And that kickoff was fielded, and his knee was down.
Galen.
That's what happened there, I think, right?
Yep.
His knee was down.
So the Bulldogs have a long ways to go here with minute 18. But, yeah, he touched down, and ref blew it dead.
Isaac Galen on the return at his knee down, and so it's all the way back to the 13-yard line. And so JWP will have it there, down 12-0 to USC. Here we go. Dalton Bauer from the shotgun. They're going to throw it out in the flat near side. They had two receivers kind of in the same spot there, but it is completed. They didn't get out of bounds, though. It was caught by Galen, I believe.
Yes.
Caught by
Gonzalez on the tackle for USC, and they wind the clock again.
Yep. So out to the 26, first and 10 there, a minute to go. And back to throw. Bauer again throws it flat left side. Galen with the catch again. Avoids the first tackler, but then is tackled near the 28-yard line. And Isaac Galen getting some work on the catches here, and now the Bulldogs take a timeout.
Fullerman on the tackle for USC.
So the Bulldogs, I think, used their... They have one left, I guess. 47 seconds left to go here in the first half. Ball out to the 28-yard line where it'll be second down and about 8 yards to go. And We will take a quick 30-second break here. 12-0 USC with the lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
State Line Cooperative is proud to be your working partner in agriculture. With harvest getting started, we remind everyone that slow-moving vehicles will be on our roadways. It's important to slow down, be aware of what is going on around you, and even allow extra time to travel to your destination. State Line believes that these small steps can have a huge impact on the safety of our area farming communities. This is Kim Fay for State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here in Janesville, 2nd and 8, Bulldogs at their own 28-yard line, but they only have 47 seconds left till halftime. And back to throw, Bauer rolling right, throws, and it's caught at the 30 and then fumbled out of bounds by Caleb Quast. I believe that'll be a catch and a fumble. Or are they going to rule that as an incomplete pass?
No, it's a completion.
Okay. So out to the 32 or so, third down coming up. Gained about 4 on the play. 3rd and 4, Bulldogs at their 32.
Kalen is getting his ankle wrapped on the sideline here. He was another one of those receivers on that last play. He rolled it over, and they're taping him up.
2 split to the left on 3rd and 4 from the 32. Dalton Bauer in the shotgun. Straight drop. Looks left. Throws. A little too high and incomplete. And a 4th down and 4 coming up.
Great coverage by DeJesus for USC.
37 seconds left to go.
Penalty.
Okay. As that's on the Rebels, isn't it? So that's going to give the Bulldogs a first down. A 15-yarder, too, here, isn't it?
I didn't see what the call was. Did the white hat get the signal yet?
I don't know. We've been missing that a lot here.
I don't think he's giving.
He's doing it right away, I guess. I don't know. But that was a 15-yarder. And it's a first down for the Bulldogs. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store. Highway 169, Winnebago, pass right flat. Caught again by Caleb Quast.
Crawford on the stop.
He goes across the 50 to the USC 46-yard line. And this drive just keeps going here. 2nd down and 3 now at the USC 46, down to 32 seconds. Hardly any time running off the clock here between these plays. We've run like 3 plays in 12 seconds here. And so 2nd down and 3 to go. Back to throw. Caught by Quast, cuts back to the middle of the field, and he'll get the first down. And down to the USC 39-yard line, 1st and 10 Bulldogs.
Crawford and Mattoon on the stop for USC.
They move the sticks, and the clock started up again. 19 seconds to go now till halftime. Bulldogs got to hurry. Bauer back to throw, looking, fires over the middle, deflected at the line of scrimmage and incomplete.
Kassam's got his hand up, knocked it down.
And so 2nd and 10, clock stopped with 11 seconds to go at the USC 39. Second down. And 10 to go. Bauer ready for the snap. Straight drop, looking left side. Throws, caught. Quast on the catch again. Tackled near the 30-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by about a yard or so. Got out of bounds with 4 seconds to go.
Well, they're going to have to throw it down in the end zone, I think, here.
Yeah, it's going to be the last play, we would think. Bulldogs are going to use their final timeout with 4 seconds left to go here in the half. Remax Total Realty scoreboard. USC leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 12-0. We're back in a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
We're back here in
Janesville.
Yeah, forgot where I was for a minute. Just 4 seconds left. We presume this will be the last play of the half here on a 3rd and 1. That's kind of irrelevant here as they got to throw this to the end zone here. Quast goes out in motion, wide to the right, back to throw. They're going deep down the near sideline. Jump ball tipped away, and that'll do it. End of the first half. Rebels lead 12-0. Remax Total Realty scoreboard halftime report coming up after this timeout.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
We're back here at Janesville, and at halftime, our score, 12-0. USC leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Time for our Hodges halftime report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. And Bob Hansen with assistant coach Brad Hoos.
Well, coach, you guys are pitching a shutout. You got to be pretty happy about that.
Yeah. We are there. We came out and scored first, which we needed to do with their homecoming. And we did a nice ground game in there, and we found some stuff that worked early. And we just got to make some two-point conversions, Bob.
Well, you do want to do that. Yeah, get that second one in there. But he was open, and we just missed it there. De Jesus, I've been very impressed with the coverage on Johnson. He's playing him pretty tough.
Yes, he is. And give credit to the D-line to get some pressure. And when we get there, we just can't have, that roughing hurt, but didn't kill us on that one. But, yeah, so had that being prevent before, so we'll talk about that at halftime here.
Now, any changes offensively? Are you going to keep – you threw one for a touchdown, a little gadget play there, halfback pass, and took it into the end zone to put you up 12.
Yes, and, I think if we stay in that tee that we can get it in the flats with our back. That's all we need to do is have Colt just throw the 5-6 yarders and then let Bonzac run to daylight like he has been.
How about defensively? Anything you're going to be changing up? No?
No, we just got to recognize that tunnel screen a little better. Safety's got to come up and open field tackling is tough, and as long as we keep them in front of us like that, we should be all right. They get the ball here in the second half, so it's going to be a big stop for us.
And you got to feel good about the effort. They're playing hard, and they came out with a little enthusiasm.
Yeah, they are, and get that first one on the board. Like I said, that helps a lot for our momentum. We just got to make sure we get the kickoff and pin them deep, and if we can go 3 and out, I think we can punch it in again.
Okay, best of luck in the second half, coach.
All right, thanks, Bob.
All right, there you go. Bob Hansen with assistant coach Brad Hoos. We'll come back, take a look at the first half scoring summary right after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, scoring summary from the first half. Well, the impressive drive was right out of the chute. The Rebels started the game on their first possession. They received the opening kickoff and promptly took it over after a penalty on the return at their own 8-yard line and drove it 92 yards in 15 plays. And it was Getchell with the touchdown. Byron Getchell on the 3-yard run, 2-point conversion, no good. And the Rebels led it 6-0. And then it took a while before they scored again toward the end of the half. They took over on a fumble at the Bulldog 35-yard line. And they managed to get it in three plays, 35-yard drive. It was a 34-yard pass on a halfback pass from Byron Getchell to Dylan Bonsack for the touchdown from 34 yards out. Again, they weren't able to convert on the 2-point conversion. And so that's where we sit here at halftime, 12-0 the score. So Getchell has scored on a rushing touchdown, and he's throwing a touchdown pass for USC here tonight. 12-0 USC leading JWP here at the half. And that's your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. We'll check in on that Minnesota Prep Sports Update coming up after this timeout.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Friday, October 4th, sponsored by Franz and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. Before we get started, on a personal note, I want to say thanks to all of my friends and colleagues who have checked in over the past few weeks as we've been counting down to our 5,000th episode. Well, that's today. We made it. I've got more of those to play, so we'll keep celebrating into the next few weeks. Anyways, thanks again. 5,000 shows. Wow. To all the stations, we wouldn't be here without you guys. Thank you. Okay, on with the show. Week 6 of the high school football season is upon us. Yes, we're down to just our final 3 regular season games of the year. So district championships are in play, section seedings as well. Today we'll head up to Pelican Rapids and take a closer look at sophomore quarterback Grady Larson, 6'2", 195.
He's thrown for almost 1,400 yards in five games and 20 touchdowns, just five picks on the year, and he's helped the Vikings to a 4-1 record. They play host to Hawley tonight. On today's ground game, we'll take a closer look at Sam Riplinger from Lakeville North. The senior checks in at 5'10", 190. He's rushed for 744 yards so far this season and 10 touchdowns. Lakeville North ranked number one in Class 6A. Our receiver of the day, Dawson Boyd's Brayson Boyke. He's a big target, literally, listed at 6'8", 200 pounds. Through five games, he's racked up 557 receiving yards and nine touchdowns through the air. Dawson Boyd is on the road tonight at Canby. There are 174 games total on the schedule this weekend. We'll recap all of them tonight with scores and highlights from 9:30 to 11 on After the Game. In other news, the Minnesota State High School League Board of Directors met yesterday, and state tournament seeding was one of the big topics. Moving forward in softball, lacrosse, and baseball, the tourneys will be seeded 1 through 8. In fact, I was told by a league official that this will happen with all tournaments moving forward. The days of seeding 1 through 5 and having a random draw, yeah, those are behind us.
Hey, it's Devin Kruger from R&J Broadcasting Incorporated in the Brainerd-Nagin area, congratulating Ryan and the Minnesota Sports Prep Update on 5,000 episodes. Man, Ryan, I thought I was old and a veteran in this business. Anyway, keep it up and congratulations again.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
We may be your parents' bank, but we can also be your bank. At Franz & Bank & Trust, we offer a variety of financial solutions, including interest-earning checking accounts with easy online and mobile banking features. Add your Franz & debit card to your phone's mobile wallet and download the app to control your cash whenever you go. Visit franzandbank.com to get started. Franz & Bank & Trust, real people, real results. Member FDIC.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Back here in Janesville, halftime, 12 to nothing, United South Central has the lead over Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Some of the other scores around the area. So USC leading 12 nothing. Let's see, Caledonia leading St. Charles, 21 zip. Chatfield over La Crescent, Hoka, 45 to nothing. Maple River has a 21 to nothing lead over Le Sueur Henderson. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial leading Blue Earth area 21-7. Cannon Falls and Triton, there's a good matchup, but Cannon Falls up 22-6. That shows you how good they are, because Triton's really good. And so Cannon Falls 22-6, they lead there. No score between Pipestone and Laverne at halftime. That's a good battle going on there. And Jackson County Central leading Minnesota Valley Lutheran 51-0. And they're getting to halftime on that one. Waterville Legion Morristown, we don't have a score on that one yet. Let's see if we got some other ones of interest here. Martin County West leading Sleepy Eye United 22-16. Springfield over St. James 28-6. Blooming Prairie over Hayfield 34-0. Bob's alma mater, Fillmore Central. Of course, back when you went there, it was just Preston.
That's right.
The Preston Ponies.
No, the Blue Jays.
Oh, the Blue Jays.
Preston Blue Jays.
Okay. Really? There was consolidation even as far back as you graduated? I didn't think there was anything such a thing as consolidated schools back then.
There wasn't.
Norwood Young America leading Cleveland 20-7. And that's about it. What about Fairmont? What are they doing tonight? Fairmont. Ooh, Marshall's leading Fairmont 21-9. Well,
Fairmont's undefeated, weren't they?
Yes, they were. But Marshall's good, too.
Yeah, they are.
21-9, they're up on Fairmont at the half. So there's some of your scores. 12-0 is the score here. USC leading Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Bob, what do you think that first half?
Well, I thought USC played a tremendous first half. They had that one fumble, that, turnover, but they had a good ground game, and they mixed the pass in. That halfback pass, I thought, was a great call by Coach Schmidtke, and it was wide open, and they got into the end zone.
Mm-hmm. And that was it looked like it was just going to be a 6-0 game at halftime, but they got set up by the fumble, and we've had a couple of those fumbles going on here. Rebels capitalized on that one, and to help build a little bit bigger lead here at halftime. So 12-0 the score, USC leading Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. We'll come back, second half kickoff here from Janesville on the way in just a couple minutes.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Back here in Janesville, as we get ready to go with the second half, as we mentioned, two football games coming up next week for you. We'll be back with the Rebels again for a Thursday nighter next week as the Rebels travel to St. Clair Loyola for a 7 o'clock game here on 98 Country. And then Friday night, it's Blue Earth area at Le Sueur Henderson. And will be there for the Bucks next Friday. So we have both the Rebels and Blue Earth area on for you next week right here on 98 Country. Coach's shows tomorrow morning. Flip it over to AM 1560 or 95.3 FM. And you can hear the Blue Earth area coaches show up first at about 9:10. And USC, we'll see what Coach Schmidtke has to say about tonight's game on the USC coaches show at about 10:10. And our Iowa coaches shows at 11:10 tomorrow morning. So we're just about ready. Second half kickoff coming up, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. And we're ready with Caleb Whiteside ready to kick it off for USC. End-over-end kick is fielded at around the 15-yard line. And on the return is...
Galen.
Yes, Galen on the return. Isaac Galen, and he gets it out to around the 35-yard line or so. So USC on defense here to start the second half.
Caden Wiggern on the stop for the Rebels.
36-yard line is where they... spot it. And so the JWP Bulldogs go to work, down 12 to nothing on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And they start on the ground, handoff to Lucas Morshing up the middle. Morshing goes to about the 41, gain of 5 on the play.
Mittoon on the stop for United South Central, gain of about 5.
Second down, 5 yards to go from the 41-yard line. Power again from the shotgun. They'll stay on the ground. Hand off, I think it's Morshing again. Yep. And the pile surging forward. Finally dragged down near the 46, close to the first down. We'll see where the spot comes down here. It is a first down. Just enough on that carry.
Good hard running.
A Bulldog first down. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 now at the 46. And here's the handoff right side. Little counter play up the middle. Good run there. Morshing again on the carry.
Mutchler on the stop for USC.
And the Bulldogs moving it on the ground now. They get to the 49, gain of about 3. Second down and 7 for JWP there. Second down, 7 to go. We're just underway here in the third quarter. USC up 12-0 over Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Bauer hands it off again. Steady diet of runs here, and another good run on a counter handoff up the middle.
Bonzak.
That time it was Chase Gertz on the carry for the Bulldogs, and he gets to the Rebel 44 for another first down.
Well, they found something that they're going to explore here the second half because they're making some good runs.
We did not see them run this well in the first half, so... Maybe a little halftime adjustment here in the blocking scheme, and whatever they're doing is working. They're moving it right up the field. This drive started at their own 36, now first and 10 at the Rebel 44. And they'll hand it off again. Same counter play up the middle. This time not for quite as much here. Gertz on the carry again.
Getchell and Mittoon on the stop for USC.
And they only got about a yard on that one. Second down and 9 from the Rebel 43 now. So we'll see if they go to the air here. They have gone exclusively with runs here so far on this first possession of the second half. Bauer from the shotgun. Nope, they'll stay on the ground. Hand off again. Now bouncing it outside is Gertz. And he'll get down inside the 39-yard or 40-yard line to about the 39. Gained about four. Third down and five now for the Bulldogs.
Zittune and Gonzalez on the stop. Number 60 in the middle there for USC, Ian McQueen. I think that's the first time we've seen him tonight.
Third down, five to go, Bulldogs at the USC 39. Throw out in the flat left side, Scott blockers, cuts back to the middle. It's caught by Caleb Quast, and he gets the first down. Down to the Rebel 34. That's just enough for another Bulldog first down.
Bullerman on the stop for the Rebels.
Nice drive going for the Bulldogs
Very
to
good.
Open the second half here.
And they're running a lot of clock.
Yes, they are. Working the run mostly, but they've mixed in a couple of passes to keep the drive alive. First and 10 now at the USC 34. Single setback, Lucas Morshing. He'll get the handoff in the middle this time. Picks his way for about 2 yards or so.
Kassams on the stop and with help from Gonzalez.
Gain of about two or so, maybe only a yard. Second and nine at the USC 33-yard line now for the Bulldogs. Chewing up a good chunk of the third quarter here. We're down to 7:30 left to go in the third on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. It's still a shutout being pitched by the Rebels, 12 to nothing. But the Bulldogs on the drive. Hand off. Oh, that one goes nowhere. Hand off to Morshing, and he's stuffed in the backfield for a loss.
Mutchler on the stop. Four. And McQueen.
Lost a couple. Third and 11 now for the Bulldogs back at the Rebel 35. Four down territory, though, so they will have a couple opportunities here to try to pick up the 11 yards, see if USC can put an end to this drive. As they've not allowed JWP to score here yet. Third down and 11 from the 35-yard line. Bauer back to throw, gets it in the flat left side. Cumble after the catch, and USC says they have it, and
they do.
They do.
22 Bonsack? Is that who
is that
recovered?
Who picked it up, maybe? Rebels recover it. It was a catch and a fumble by JWP, I think. Was that Quast that made
Quast
the catch over there?
Yep.
Made the catch, coughed it up at the 35, another turnover. Brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. Another turnover on JWP. Rebels take over, first and 10 on their 35. And they'll go to work on the ground. Handoff off right tackle. And Getchell, I think, on the carry there. He picked up about three.
Gertz on the stop for the Bulldogs.
To the 38-yard line. Second down and seven for USC. They would love to put together a nice long drive and chew up some clock here. Down to 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Second and seven, USC on their own 38-yard line. And they'll pitch it this time. Left side, Bonsack trying to get outside. He will not. And he is going to get nothing on that one. Maybe a yard at best.
Avery Fall on the tackle, the first guy there for the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Got a yard is all on the carry. Third and six now at the 39. Third down, 6 yards to go. USC taking their sweet time here. as Colt Bullerman over to get a play from Coach T.J. Schmidtke. Third down, 6 yards to go for the Rebels, all packed in tight here. And they throw out of it, wide open. Oh, Caleb Whiteside was wide open behind everybody over the middle in the pass, too high, incomplete.
Some miscommunication there in the Bulldog backfield because he was wide open.
That would have been 6 easy for the Rebels. There was nobody. Caleb was 10 yards beyond everybody. And instead, the Rebels have to punt it away now. 4th and 6 on their own 39-yard line. Now that's what you can do out of that run, run, run T formation. You throw one of those every once in a while and catch them off guard. But
Chase Gertz deep.
And here's the low line drive kick, lands and rolls. Gertz will stay away from it. Rolls inside the 30 to the 29. And JWP will take over. 1st and 10 on their own 29-yard line with 4:45 left to go here in the third quarter. 12-0 still the score. USC leading Janesville Waldorf Pemberton on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard.
Barnett down the ball for the Rebels.
Bob, that had 6 points written. That was your little tight end dump pass there.
Yes, it was.
That should have been 6 points. 1st and 10 on the 29. Quast in motion again. Handoff goes straight up the middle. Morshing on the carry. And he'll get to around the 33, maybe a 4-yard gain or so.
Nathan Mutchler on the stop for USC.
They give him 3 to the 32, 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. Second down, 7 yards to go. And Bauer taking a look at the wristband here as he sends Quast in motion again. Rolls to his right, wants to throw. Being chased by Mutchler, now he'll run it. And he'll be brought down for no gain or very little on that one.
Gonzalez and Bullerman on the stop for United South Central.
And he goes to the 34. I guess he did manage 2 out of the run there, and it brings up a 3rd down and 5 now for the Bulldogs. Wanted to throw that one, Bob, but he couldn't find anybody. Good coverage again.
DeJesus, I've just really been impressed with him.
He's a good cover corner for him, for sure, for the Rebels, the 5'10", 155-pound senior. Back to throw, Bauer, flat left side. It's caught there by Morshing, trying to get outside, but he's sealed off and tackled well short of the first down.
Nathan Mutchler on the stop for United South Central.
And that'll bring up 4th down, a punting situation for the Bulldogs. Tackled at the 34, no gain, 4th down and 5. And we expect we'll see Ethan Bourne punt this one away. Nobody dropping deep for the Rebels, though. Or are they going? Are they going for it?
They are. Or they're also going to try to draw them offside.
Yeah, that must be what's going to happen here. I can't imagine too early to be going for it here, don't you think?
I think. Timeout.
All right. So, Bulldogs will use a timeout. 2:33 left to go in the third quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, the Rebels still not allowing the Bulldogs on the board. USC leads it 12-0 over JWP. We're back in a moment.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Right back here in Janesville, timeout And we expect maybe JWP will load her up in punt formation now. They do. As Ethan Bourne ready to kick it away. Dylan Bonsack will go deep for USC. So here we go. A lot of movement on the line. Flags flying all over here. Bourne never did punt the ball.
Move her back 5 yards.
The Bulldogs in motion there. And so they'll have to punt it from 5 yards further back. Bonsack will come up a little bit. He's standing at around his own 40-yard line. So Ethan Bourne will try it again. Whoa, high snap, and it's off the fingertips. Bourne back trying to pick it up at the 5. Now he gets away and runs down the far sideline and will be pushed out of bounds at around the Bulldog 31, and USC going to get great field position here.
Jake Kaslam's got his hands on his head. He said, how did that little guy get away from me? Nice run.
Yeah, it was.
Because he was all but sacked at about the 2-yard line. And
Bourne got away and scampered down the sideline. It'll make a little bit of work of it for USC now, but they take over in great field position at the Bulldog 31-yard line. So the Rebels would love to just ease one into the end zone here and take a nice lead here going to the fourth quarter. We're down to 2:20 left to go in the third. Rebels lead 12-0. Packed in tight in the tee. Here we go. Hand off. Straight ahead.
Nothing.
And not a whole lot for sure.
Well, Brian on the stop for the Bulldogs.
And so Getchell on the carry doesn't get much on that one. Maybe a yard. That's about it. Second down and 9 at the Bulldog 30. And over to get a play again, Colt Bullerman. USC doesn't want to throw here. They'd like to just punch away on the ground here. Down to a minute 38 left to go in this third quarter. Here's a pitch this time. They'll try to get it out to the edge. Bonsack cuts back up the middle. Nice run. Bonsack still on his feet. And he's finally tackled down near the 11-yard line. But hold up. There's
it's
a flag.
Back.
Yep.
Big penalty on the Rebels there.
They tried to get him around the left edge. He cut it back to the middle for a nice run. But it's not going to count.
Holding.
That was about a 19-yard run there by Bonsack, but a holding call will nullify that one. And the Rebels will do second down over again. Back out to the 40, a 10-yard penalty. Second and 19 for USC at the Bulldog 40. We've seen that happen more than we'd like to here. Some of these drives, you know, USC could be a little further out in front here. They've had a few drives killed by holding penalties. And taking over after the bad snap on the punt here in great field position, and they're kind of going the wrong way again. Second and 19, Bulldog 40-yard line, 1:24 to go third quarter. Rebels defense done the job here tonight, though.
Yes, they have. They've played great defense.
They have not.
They started out that second half. JWP was getting some pretty good runs.
But yeah, they were.
They put a stop to that.
Yeah, that was a good drive. I thought the Bulldogs maybe were going to get one on the board there. But then they kind of bogged down toward their end. And so now
Getchell, the ball carrier.
Second and 19 at the 40. Getchell trying the right side. Tried to get out to the edge a little bit. Picked up decent yardage to about the 34.
Walker on the stop for the Bulldogs.
6-yard gain, third and 13 now for the Rebels at the Bulldog 34. So we'll see if they go to the air here, Bob. They had a beautiful little play-action pass over the middle to Caleb Whiteside that was going to be a touchdown for USC, but the pass just a little bit too high, and Whiteside couldn't bring it in. So we'll see what they do here. Third and 13, and now flags flying. I think delay a game. Took too long in the huddle that time.
Yes.
Or did they get the timeout? They got the timeout. Yep. Okay, no delay a game. Well, I saw the back judge here, but he did throw the flag, but the timeout was before the flag came out. So timeout, Rebels, 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 12-0. Back in a moment.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Janesville, 32 seconds left here in the third quarter. Third and 13 for the Rebels. Four down territory here, though, so they don't have to get it all here. Back to throw, Bullerman, screen left side. And it's caught by Getchell, but nicely defensed there as knifing into the backfield to make the stop is number 52.
O'Brien.
Yeah, the middle linebacker, Peyton O'Brien there. To the 33 they go, only a yard gain. Fourth and 12 now. And now the clock stopped again. What do we got going on here? Somebody call a timeout?
No. End of the quarter.
Oh, now they let it go. Okay. So the time runs out. Third quarter is in the books at the end of three on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. USC 12, JWP nothing. Back in a minute.
Stateline Cooperative is proud to be your working partner in agriculture. With harvest getting started, we remind everyone that slow-moving vehicles will be on our roadways. It's important to slow down, be aware of what is going on around you, and even allow extra time to travel to your destination. Stateline believes that these small steps can have a huge impact on the safety of our area farming communities. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Well, we head to the fourth quarter. USC leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 12-0. And the Rebels right now facing a fourth and 12 at the Bulldog 33. So some work to do to try to keep this drive alive. They'll throw it over the middle. Tried to go for the little tight end. It's tipped around and picked off, I think.
52.
Yeah, that was
O'Brien.
O'Brien, that one bounced off a couple of guys there. Is that that little... Did Hoos just come over here and tell you they were going to do a little dump pass over the middle again? Yeah. And they did.
They did.
Went for Mutchler that time, though, it looked like. Did he line up as a tight end that time? Because he's been pulled in to tackle a little bit here tonight as well. But that one deflected in the air. It's a turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair, their on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. So the Bulldogs take over. And first and 10 on their own 27-yard line and a run to the right side. And they pick up about two on the play. Bulldogs down 12-0. Haven't been able to get much going offensively here. And when they have, they've had a few turnovers here tonight that hasn't help the cause here either. Second down, 8 yards to go now at their own 29-yard line. They'll spread it out a bit, receivers out, and a slot man to the left. Bauer sends Quast in motion, throws it that way, and it is caught by Quast. Gets away from one tackler, gets away from another one, and he'll get it out to near the 49-yard line. And that is a first down for JWP.
DeJesus and Getchell on the stop for USC.
Bulldog first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 out to the 49, their own 49 now for the Bulldogs. Down by two scores, they need to get something on the board pretty quick here. Hand off Morshing. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. There's a face mask there. Wow, you could see his head get jerked down on that one, and the flag comes out immediately.
That was Mutchler on the tackle.
Grabbed a hold of the face mask. And
that's a big one.
Yeah, it's going to be a 15-yarder there, I believe. So the Bulldogs will benefit from a penalty and get her well into USC territory. Down to the Rebel 36 after they march off the 15-yard penalty. So first and 10, Bulldogs, Rebel 36. If they could finish this drive, they'll be right back in the game here. We have plenty of time left, 10:30 left to go in the game. Rebels up 12 to nothing. And in the shotgun, Dalton Bauer throws it out right side. Caught by Quast. Fumbled it. Ball rolling around near the 30-yard line. And who got it? Rebels say they have it. Do the officials, though? We haven't seen a signal yet. And did the Rebels get it or not here? Now a flag coming in at the end of the play there.
That's got to be on the sideline, I think.
You think so? Whose ball is it? Must be a Bulldog ball, and maybe somebody on the sideline didn't agree with that. So, wow. Let's unravel this one here. Kind of looks like it's going to stay Bulldog ball, I think.
And the Rebels are backing towards the goal line, so it must be a big one here. Unsportsmanlike, that's 15 yards, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what the call was. So, unsportsmanlike call is against USC. It was way over on the other side, so it was either...
Well, it must be Rebel ball.
Okay. Okay, so they did recover the fumble. I don't know what happened afterwards. Something happened on either the sideline or one of the players over there, way over on the other side of the field. It was a sideline warning for whatever they did. I'm not sure. So that's what they're telling us. So not a 15-yard penalty, just a sideline warning. Somebody say something, or was somebody on the field, or I don't know. But Rebels get it. That's another turnover. And USC with the ball back starts first and 10 on their own 30, and they get three on the first carry straight ahead, second and 7.
Is that the third fumble for the Bulldogs
tonight?
Yes,
it is, yeah. And Rebels would love a nice, long, juicy drive here on the ground. That would just about run this game out. We're under 10 minutes to go. Handoff straight ahead again. Not much, though. They surge it forward to maybe the 35-yard line, but a third down coming up.
Morshing on the stop, along with Davis.
To the 34, third down, and about 6 to go there. Third down at 6 to go. And so we'll see if the Rebels can keep it going here. T behind Colt Bollerman. They'll stay. Well, they faked it. Bollerman will carry it himself, and he's got the first down. They faked the dive up the middle there, Bob, and then Bollerman. I haven't seen him do that much tonight. That might be the first one. We saw that play a few times earlier this year.
Walker on the tackle for the Bulldogs, but a big first down that time for the USC Rebels.
Bollerman keeps it, goes around the right side, and he gets the first down to the 42-yard line to keep the drive alive and the clock moving. 8:36 to go in the ball game. First and 10 Rebels on their 42-yard line. Oh, and some movement again. That's going to be a false start on the Rebels. Viking football coming up for you on Sunday on 98.1 FM right here. Our Vikings, you got to get up early to watch them Sunday.
Yeah, that is...
They're in London.
The pregame starts at 6:30. Are you
7:30 our time.
Our time? Okay.
Tottenham Stadium in London. And so our pregame here on 98.1 FM at 7:30, kickoff at about 8:30. It was good timing for that early game, though, because we got the John Schneider concert coming up at...
Perfect.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. We can't be getting interrupted by Viking football for that. Here's a run left side. Nice run. Bonsack gets around the edge on the left side and runs it out to the 49-yard line.
Galen on the stop for JWP.
Good timing for that run after the penalty. It was first and 15. He got a good chunk of it back there to the 48. Second down and about 4 yards to go. So Viking football in the morning against the New York Jets. Hopefully Sam Darnold can keep it going, because we love nothing better than to beat Aaron Rodgers, right?
That's right.
After all those years in Green Bay, here's Getchell. Handoff off the left side and a big hole for him for the first down. Into... Bulldog territory down to the 45-yard line. First down, Rebels.
Morshing on the stop, I guess it is, 42.
To the 44-yard line is where they spot it. Rebels doing just what they were hoping maybe they could do. A nice long drive, chew up the fourth quarter here, and salt this one away. They're up 12 to nothing on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And a drive here to the end zone, and not leaving a whole lot of time on the clock, would just about take care of this one. Hand off, right side. Good run again inside the 40 to near the 38-yard line. Getchell on the carry again for USC.
Weiss on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Down to the 39 of JWP. 5-yard gain on that play, second and 5. And they will stay on the ground to the right side. And that's close to another Rebel first down inside the 35. Looks like they'll spot it back near the 35, bringing up a third and about one.
O'Brien on the stop for the Bulldogs.
It's not the most exciting football you'll ever watch.
But I think the Rebels smell it now here. I think they smell a victory here, and they're coming, and they're making some good blocks up front, and they're controlling the line of scrimmage.
Yep, they're moving the Bulldogs around here. Now this is like that opening drive, Bob. They're starting to get the runs in bigger chunks here. Third and one, Bulldog 35. And straight ahead handoff. The pile goes forward, and it's going to be a first down.
Bird on the carry.
Gavin Bird, the 5'6", 162-pound junior.
Goes Cahill on the stop for JWP.
Bird goes to the 31, first and 10 Rebels. 5:38 left to go in the game. Clock continues to run. 12-0. USC on top of JWP on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. So a first and 10 Rebels now. And now flags fly. False start again on USC. We've had our share of penalties here, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Rebels are getting away with kind of committing quite a few penalties here tonight.
Getchell into the ball game. Gonzalez heading out.
So another five-yarder there makes it first and 15 back out to the 36-yard line. 5 minutes left to go in the game. So a tee again behind Bullerman. He faked the handoff, and he goes down on a sack. That is Bourne, Ethan Bourne, in from his linebacker spot to make the sack on Bullerman back at the 40. And another sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. Back to the 40. Third down and 19 to go. Or second and 19, I should say. Back at the Bulldog 40 now. But that time is running out here. Down to 4 minutes left to go in the game. So the Rebels may be going backwards, but they're chewing up the clock, and they'll hand it off right tackle again.
Morshing on the stop.
Getchell on the carry to the 36. And a fourth down coming up for USC. I'm sure they'll just run it again here. It's going to be about fourth. Well, wait, now we got a flag coming out here at the line of scrimmage and an unsportsmanlike conduct. Oh, boy. Bulldogs were about to get the ball back if they stopped him on this 4th and 15 that was coming up. Well, I guess it was 3rd and 15. But now it's a 15-yard penalty here, so the Rebels are going to get a first down.
Well, we'll see who comes out, because that'll be a good sign.
Unsportsmanlike on JWP. Well,
number
the
52.
Middle linebacker, Peyton O'Brien, comes out. I don't know if he's the guilty party, but...
Well, his helmet went down on the ground. That's a pretty good sign.
Be a good guess, I guess, huh, Bob? Rebels get a first down via the unsportsmanlike penalty, and now they can really run things out here. First and 10 on the 20. And they fake the handoff, kept by Bullerman. He'll try to turn the corner, stay in bounds, Colt. He went out of bounds. That stops the clock with 3:23 left to go.
Davis is down.
He's been off a couple times here tonight. Now he's down at the 20-yard line. So their defensive lineman, Max Davis, down. Have an injury timeout. 3:23 left to go in the game. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 12-0. Back in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
What do Azrio farmers and Azrio dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7.
If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Asgro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, Max Davis off the field after being attended to on the injury. And on a 2nd and 6 from the 16, handoff right side. Getchell on the carry. And he goes to about the 12-yard line. 3rd and a couple.
O'Brien back into the ball game for JWP.
3rd down and 2 now, USC. At the Bulldog 12. And here's the handoff left side. And down close to the 10.
Is that Gonzalez, the ball carrier?
I think it was. And so that is a 1st down. 1st and goal. Rebels now at the 7-yard line. More importantly, the clock continues to run, but now
timeout.
JWP took a timeout. So they have 1 left. 2:39 left to go in the game. 12-0, Rebels lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Well, we're back here in Janesville, 2:39 left to go in the game, 12-0 Rebels lead, and they have the ball 1st and goal at the Bulldog 7-yard line, trying to punch one in to salt it away here, and the handoff right side, cutting back to the middle, and close to the touchdown. Did he get in?
No, he's short.
Just short. Who was on the carry? Was that?
Getchell.
Getchell again, yep. Wow, just short, too. He's, like, nose of the ball is just outside of the goal line, so about a half, less than a half a yard away. And so we'll see if the Rebels can punch it in. Clock continues to run down to 2:07 left to go in the game. Looking around at other scores. I wanted to see Maple River up 35-14 on Le Sueur Henderson. Blue Earth area and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial are tied now at 21 in the 4th quarter. Here's a handoff off right tackle and bowling his way into the end zone. Byron Getchell for the 1 yard plunge and another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. 1 yard run by Getchell makes it an 18-0 lead now for USC. And they'll try another two-point conversion. They're 0-for-2 on those tonight. So a nice drive there. A little help on the turnover, but the Bucks, or the Rebels rather, now comfortably in front with only 1:45 left to go in the game.
And he's not going to make it. Getchell, direct snap.
Direct snap to Getchell. He's stuffed. I don't know what it is. They move the ball in chunks on the ground, but they can't get that two-point conversion, Bob. So they miss it again. 1:45 left to go on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. USC up now 18-0 over JWP, and we're back in a moment.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Back here in Janesville, 1:45 left to go. Rebels are going to get back to 500 with this win here tonight at 3-3 with two games to go. And a kickoff coming from Caleb Whiteside, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, check out stageonesound.com. Here's Whiteside's kick. Squibber up the middle. Nicely done to the 15-yard line. Scooped up by Burnt there, or by Gertz, rather, and he'll return it to about the 31-yard line, 36-yard line, and the Bulldogs take over there. So the Bulldogs, one last offensive possession with just 1:40 left to go in the game. It'll be on the 38-yard line is where they spot it. First and 10 for Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. They're going to fall to 1-5 on the year. Won their first game against St. Clair Loyola last week, and that's USC's opponent coming up this next week on a Thursday night game here on 98 Country. Back to throw over the middle, and it's intercepted.
Gonzalez
on the pick for USC. Isaiah Gonzalez. And another turnover. There is a flag on the play, I think. Or wasn't there?
Yes, there is. I think it's another unsportsmanlike.
Really? These guys are getting ornery down there, aren't they?
They are.
Well, no.
Well,
something was that illegal man downfield? But it, is that what the call? I'm not sure what. So is it not then an interception, or it is?
Yeah, it's an interception. It was. Yeah, it's an unsportsmanlike of some sort.
Okay. So the another 15 tacked on to the interception, and another turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. Rebels are going to take some knees and end this game. And I don't think the Bulldogs are going to use that final timeout to stop it here, down 18-0. And the first knee taken there by Colt Bullerman. So one or two more of those, and we should be in the books here from Janesville. As we mentioned, USC taking on St. Clair Loyola. That's on the road next week at St. Clair. So we'll be back up in this neck of the woods again. That's a Thursday night game, and then we're at Le Sueur Henderson for Blue Earth area on Friday night. The Bucks are in a battle against Lake Christowelka Memorial here tonight. That was tied. They were down 21-7.
Good comeback then by Blue Earth area.
Let me see if there's any update on that. Pull that here. We'll make sure we got the latest. And the Rebels about to take another knee, down to 25 seconds to go, and that should do it as Bullerman takes another knee. And this game will end with the USC Rebels getting back to 500 with an 18-0 win over Janesville Waldorf Pemberton here tonight. We'll come back and wrap it all up from Janesville after this timeout.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first: member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Back here in Janesville, Bob, the Rebels get back to 500. Good game, good defense tonight.
Yes, and Coach Schmidt's got to be pleased with the effort his team put forth. They came out and fired on all cylinders in the first quarter and took up most of the first quarter for a score and, you know, got in there with that pass, halfback pass, and they were up 12-0 at halftime and put a exclamation point on it late in the fourth quarter to win 18-0.
Yep, they got off on the right foot, all right. They used almost the whole first quarter on a 92-yard, 15-play drive to start the game, and that kind of set the tone here tonight. And the defense did the rest. Final score again, USC with an 18-0 win over Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. So the Rebels get back to 3-3. We'll be with them again next Thursday at St. Clair Loyola for more Rebel football here on 98 Country. So thanks to Katie back at our studios running the controls tonight. Again, 18-0 USC with the win tonight. For Bob Hansen, I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to United South Central Football here on KBW. Today's game has been brought to you by Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, by Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Easton and Wells, by Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Bevcom, the United Hospital District, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, by Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryceland, by State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, and by the law firm of Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson. USC football has been a presentation of KBW Sports.
The clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying she won't. It's just another call from home. And you'll get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. Seems like a million years. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she comes, there's one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? Yeah. You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time when you'll leave her arms and forever be in mine. But I don't think that's the truth, and I don't like being used, and I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear, to love a man you have to share. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one.
A slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you.
When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm just wishful thinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it soon, but then I won't do for another round of me and you. I get hopeful when I'm tipsy. Thinking you might actually miss me. It's 100 proof, nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I'm wishful drinking.
Every step I'm getting closer to thinking that we ain't really over. I know it ain't right, but baby, just for tonight, I don't wanna have no closure. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic, like you and me are realistic.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Get my heart. Replacing the space you left with new things. Nothing I try lasts long. Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. Another round of me. I get hopeful when I'm tipsy. Thinking you might actually miss me. It's 100 proof. Nothing I won't do for another round.
Garlic's Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss and a heart don't forget, something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. Something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan
line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that.
Tim McGraw with Something Like That. We kick off another hour of country music with one of the hottest tunes in country right now. Co Wetzel, Jesse Murph. It's called High Road.
Well, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. It wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'm a